The Parnell administration gave legislators today a comprehensive comparison of possible routes to get a long-lasting supply of natural gas to Anchorage, Fairbanks, and points in between. The 43 pages of maps, photos, and cost charts was part of a complete analysis due next spring that will fuel debate and decisions on in-state use of the state's North Slope reserves. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Harry Noah, the administration's in-state gas coordinator, was hired earlier this year to sort out the ideas and arguments coming in from various agencies and stakeholders for an in-state natural gas project to pipe natural gas to the rail belt. He's put together a management and engineering team and kept legislators up to date on their findings. The in-state project is only a backup to be used if what's called the big project, the gas line through Canada to North American markets, falls apart. The latest study, sorting out the possible routes and alternatives that a gas line could take, is only a small part of the information that policymakers will have to consider if an affirmative step is taken. Noah said the bottom line is getting a price that consumers will pay and shippers will sell for. He said it's a dance.
So it comes down to the cost of the conveyance of this pipeline. And there's only two ways to drive that cost down. Either you increase the volume or the state participates in it. And those will all be your decisions. We're basically the mechanics trying to lay out a project and to see if we can tee up a project that's economically viable and can work. Our sense is that we can.
The general driving force of the development, which would be turned over to a private owner-operator, is to have gas flowing in Anchorage and Fairbanks by 2015. To get there, the state has to start getting permits now, starting with the Army Corps of Engineers next month. NOAA's team has to finish its feasibility study in June, and the owner would need to be chosen in early 2011. Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra said the Canadian line would be cheaper and would provide cheaper gas, but there's a risk the state might not get it. He asked when the decision is due to proceed with the plan that NOAA's putting together.
This whole thing obviously is a chicken and egg, right? If we knew we had the big pipeline going, we wouldn't be doing this. And if we knew that we could get cheaper cooking like gas, we wouldn't be doing this. And it's obviously frustrating and complex.
NOAA agrees with Guerra. There are too many factors at play that are not under the state's control. He says the best thing that lawmakers and the administration can do is put a project on a schedule.
And every 3 months, look over and say, are we drilling in Cook Inlet? Is somebody actually finding some gas? Or is the big line, is anything changed? Are we really on a schedule type thing? And be prepared to slow down. But if the only thing you can do is this, and put it on a schedule, and then constantly analyze what's happening around you, because everything else is out of your control.
The study of the in-state route favors using the Parks Highway as a reference rather than the Richardson Highway. It's 92 miles shorter, nearly $500 million less expensive, and with the military and utilities in the area, it would use more of the gas along the way. Noah points out, though, that he will not make the decision. Legislators and the governor will do that, based on all the other studies that'll come out between now and June. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.